The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is it time to set a timetable for victory in Iraq?
It's long overdue. We should insist that there be a timetable.
Senator Carl Levin is among those who think it's time to let the pupil dismiss the teacher. More after this from Charlie. The word from the Bush administration is that more soldiers can leave Iraq beginning in September. Both fans and critics of the war seem to agree that al-Qaeda's on the run, and the Iraq military is ready to hold up its part of the president's bargain spelled out back in 2006.
Our policy is stand up, stand down. As the Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down. But if we stand down too soon, it won't enable us to achieve our objectives.
And that's the part that worries Senator Richard Lugar, Republican of Indiana.
General Petraeus still may have a word of caution because he will say, with all this movement, the goal of America to have a stable Iraq, a democracy that works and so forth, might be in a little bit of jeopardy.
While the senator and General Petraeus worry about America's goals, there's an election coming up in Iraq, and Iraq's prime minister is thinking about Iraq's goals. And one of the biggest goals is to bid farewell to U.S. troops. Of course, there's also an election coming up here in the U.S., a contest between a candidate who was against the war and against the troop surge, and a candidate who backed the idea of a surge even before the president did. The president himself is on record as being dead set against a timetable of any kind. And yet, here we have an interesting confluence of interests, don't we? Iraqi politicians want to prove they can stand up to the Americans. Here at home, the Republicans would be able to say, see, we said the surge would get us out of Iraq sooner, and that's just what it's done. And with high-profile Democrats like Carl Levin urging the president to let Iraq send us home.
When they're willing to have that kind of a timeline, it seems to me, for heaven's sake, why should we be resisting that? We ought to be insisting on it.
It could take Barack Obama's biggest issue off the table. Of course, taking the troops out of Iraq doesn't necessarily mean they're headed home, as we'll hear on the next edition of The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, July 14th, 2008.